I am waking in Chicago for the last time. Certainly, I hope it won't be too long before I wake here again. But today I fly back to Ireland. And before I do, I'd like to share something with you that I have found in Chicago, about Chicago. It's by Carl Sandburg. And it's called Chicago. Here's how it goes. Hog butcher for the world. Tool maker. Stacker of wheat. Player with railroads and the nation's freight handler. Stormy. Husky. Brawling. City of the big shoulders. They tell me you are wicked, and I believe them, for I have seen your painted women under the gas lamps, luring the farm boys. They tell me you are crooked, and I answer, yes. It is true I have seen the gunman kill and go free to kill again. And they tell me you are brutal, and my reply is, on the faces of women and children, I have seen the marks of wanton hunger. And having answered, as I turn once more to those who sneer at this, my city, and I give them back the sneer and say to them, come and show me another city with lifted head, singing so proud to be alive and coarse and strong and cunning, flinging magnetic curses amid the toil of piling job on job. Here is a tall, bold slugger set vivid against the little soft cities, fierce as a dog with tongue lapping for action, cunning as a savage pitted against the wilderness, bareheaded, shoveling, wrecking, planning, building, breaking, rebuilding under the smoke, dust all over his mouth, laughing with white teeth, under the terrible burden of destiny, laughing as a young man laughs, laughing even as an ignorant fighter laughs who has never lost a battle, bragging and laughing that under his wrist is the pulse and under his ribs the heart of the people. Laughing the stormy, husky, brawling laughter of youth, half naked, sweating, proud in the hog butcher, tool maker, stacker of wheat, player with railroads and freight handler to the nation. Talk about a Walt Whitman-esque appreciation of the city of Chicago. I certainly sign up to that view of Chicago as I gather myself, as I gather my belongings as I leave Logan Square today.